while they snapped to attention, saluted, and flashed peace signs for no apparent reason, I was only too happy to serve my country. At the National Mall, there was a one-man march on Washington. A lone white boy lay on the grass, fucking with the depth perception in such a way that the distant Washington Monument looked like a massive, pointy-tipped Caucasian hard-on streaming from his unzipped trousers. He joked with passerby, smiling into their camera phones and stroking his trick photography priapism. At the zoo, I stood in front of the primate cage listening to a woman marvel at how presidential the 400-pound gorilla looked, sitting astride a shorn oaken limb, keeping a watchful eye over his caged brood. When her boyfriend, his finger tapping the informational placard, pointed out the presidential silverback's name coincidentally was Baraka, the woman laughed aloud until she saw me, the other 400-pound gorilla in the room, stuffing something that might have been the last of a big stick popsicle or a Chiquita banana in my mouth. Then she became disconsolate, crying and apologizing for having spoken her mind and my having been born. "Some of my best friends are monkeys," she said accidentally. It was my turn to laugh. I understood where she was coming from.